The Get Up with Simplistic, Dubious One, and Toddy.
Yo, that song is so mad enough. King of Beat Family, it's the B to the M to the W to the A.
And champion boxing, could I be some people marching? Left foot, right foot, feet stamping. Now me there by the window peeping. Mama say, young boy, what you doing? Don't you know that we got church in the morning? Right back to bed before you get beaten.
Oh God, oh God, I want to go down there. Mama say, no, no. Oh God, oh God, I just want to go down there. Mama say, no, no. Mama, why you don't want to go down there? Mama, don't tell no lie. Mama, where you been going on down there? Mama, don't tell no lie.
Yo, it sound like yardman daggering. Some people sound like some serious soaking. Jab, jab, walk up and choking. Sound like some people screaming. It must be a serious something. Cut away all the floorboard jumping. Me, I wonder if them are wine from the ceiling.
Oh God, oh God, I want to go down there. Mama say no, no. Oh God, oh God, I just want to go down there. Mama say no, no. Mama, why you don't want to go down there? Mama, don't tell no lie. Mama, where you been going on down there? Mama, don't tell no lie. I'm only here in my head.
Wrestling and champion boxing. Could I be some people marching? Left foot, right foot, feet stamping. Now me there by the window peeping. Mama say, young boy, what you doing? Don't you know we got church in the morning? Right back to bed before you get beaten.
Oh God, oh God, I want to go down there. Mama say, no, no. Oh God, oh God, I just want to go down there. Mama say, no, no. Mama, why you don't want to go down there? Mama, don't tell no lie. Mama, where you been going on down there? Mama, don't tell no lie.
Oh God,
right, so that's how we gonna do it, man. Dubs, we got some guests in the house, man.
Things finally arrived.
That was the
on time.
yeah.
Shout out to any guest that shows up on time.
Oh man, so with that one, last time he had us pushing it, right? Now he had us going down there. Without further ado, let's introduce King Heartbeat's family very own, Mr. BMWA. Pleasant good afternoon, sir.
Before I go any further, but that's why I make the people out in HD know, support your local radio stations. Without you, they cannot keep going.
Yeah,
simple
baby.
Like that.
Thank you. We'll
make sure businesses you get in here, get them commercials going. Like I said, one hand washes the other. Without these radio stations, you know what I mean, in the community, helping the community do what they need to do, we definitely cannot progress as a Caribbean people. So you know the music is definitely the foundation of our thing. So one Caribbean radio, thank you for having me here. Definitely. If you don't know who this is, priceless. King of Beat Family, BMWA.
Definitely. We also have Mental. Talk to the tri-state area, man. Quick fans, man.
Good morning.
Definitely.
I'm saying, it's a crazy thing for lose your brain, so don't lose it. I'm just saying, because first of all, let me say this first of all. Good morning to the people that I'm listening right now. You know what I mean? Every time I say my name is Mental to somebody, them first of all, them say, yo, them brother, they're mad. No. The word mental comes from the word mind. I am just a being of the mind, and the mind is a powerful thing. I'm not waste it. We are using all molecules of it. You know what I'm saying? King Heartbeat, family. Quality entertainment, you don't know, so the whole team there, you know what I mean? But you know, say BMW, when am I going down there? Boom, shut up. Yo, yeah, man, that tune is terrible.
Oh man, definitely. We've been playing that one here in rotation, and we had to bring the family up to the station. We also got somebody. We got two other people in the studio. One, you know, the head of the whole King Harvey family. He playing paparazzi today. You know, taking all the pictures and the video footage and every kind of thing.
Make me look good, Cameron. Yeah. I know I'm on radio for a reason. Just make me look good.
Just show my top half. You know, they can't see my bottom. Just put on too much weight. Also, introduce yourself to the people. We got a dancer extraordinaire in the house also.
Yo, yo, you know, world, what's going on? I go by the name Gio the Dancer, you know?
Modest thing on tower.
We got Gio the Dancer. Oh, we got Mentals, and we got BMWA.
Yeah,
so let's start the thing off right. So, Mr. BMWA, this time, no, last time you was, like I said, pushing it. Now, this time, like, you're angry. You're hijacking the industry. What is that one, man? What's going on here?
Well,
talk to the Tri-State. Let them know about the mixtape that just dropped.
The mixtape definitely is for the fans. You know what I mean? We did the album. We tell the people and push, push, push. Don't hurt nobody at the clubs. Don't push down the security and the management. But, you know, but this time around is all about, you know what I mean? We sat down, me and the King Heartbeat family, you know, so the bigger boss, and we decided, let's just do something for the people. You know what I mean? So definitely we decided, let's do it. Instead of doing a second album right away, let's do a mixtape, put it in the streets, let the people and really get to know my multi-talents. I'm saying that I've had. So those of you who actually got the album, blessed, thank you for the support. Right now, the mixtape is free to download.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/BMWA102. Same thing, Coolie Chat page, Coolie Chat, the bigger boss. I mean, you get it on Gio the Dancer page, Mental Barton page. Just, you know what I mean? We definitely, I mean.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, right, SoundCloud.
So SoundCloud hijack the industry. All right. So SoundCloud, put in hijack the industry,
definitely.
And you can definitely find it.
Yeah, and it's free.
It's free.
People, listen to me carefully in HD. It is free to download.
F-R-E-E, free.
I love free.
You know what I mean? My album is also out too. You know what I mean? That's a little $5. You can get it on CD Baby, iTunes, Napster, eMusic, all of that stuff. You know what I mean? Support the thing, see them where. But definitely. The mixtape is definitely free, and there's 33 tracks. I repeat. We did 33 tracks in 2 months.
Okay.
Me and the bigger boss put in work.
Work.
And we definitely would like the feedback when you go on SoundCloud, make that comment, or on the Facebook. And then let us know what you think. If you're feeling it, pass it on. You know what I mean?
True.
Tell a friend. Say, yo, BMWA thing, turn up.
Definitely. And what's different about this mixtape, which caught my attention, is that, you know, some people do a mixtape, but it's either particularly hip-hop or maybe specifically soca or reggae. This one here, you really want to run and hijack the industry. What I really look and see, you take club music, you take reggae, you take soca. I mean,
well,
what was the thought process when you and,
I mean,
and the bigger boss, Mr. Coolie Chat, sat down and thought about coming together with this project? Let us know what was the thought process.
Basically, people who know me have always seen me dibble daddle with certain little things, but it's just what it was just dibble daddling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. That's why I rate the bigger boss, because he's a true producer. You understand what
Definitely.
I'm saying? He kind of sat me down and was like, yo, BMWA, you are super talented in many genres of music.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make any sense to really put yourself in one genre. You know what I mean? Because your fan base would be much wider, much broader, if you can reach out to all of the masses.
True.
And to me, basically, the music nowadays, everything is meshing. There's no really no soca. Everything meshes. Soca sound like the reggae sound like the soca, the pop sound like hip hop sound like reggae. Everything mesh up together.
True indeed.
And it's not like before where more time you go to the club, it's like, okay, well, this is a soca party.
Right.
Nah,
because
you have everybody inside there. You know what I mean? You got the Orientals are coming up in there, and I'm in the soca party. I see some Japanese, some Chinese. So everybody are mixed. So at the end of the day, as everybody's mixing, we say mixtape. And hijack the industry, and we just use all genres of music. Or Coolie kind of make me know, say, yo, dad, you can't do everything, so don't even stop. Just do everything.
So with that said, let's get into Cuss When I Reach Home off the X6 rhythm. Let me get him a little
that
something.
One, I mean, that one there right now, I would say my soca fans and them, but definitely also the Yard fans, them too. This fella right there, every day I'm singing to me. I'm going mad with it. But definitely, this is a song that anybody can relate to. If you've ever been to any carnival, anywhere in the world, no matter where you come from, fellas, you know what time it is.
Definitely, you got to cuss when you go home, yes?
Yeah, I have my phone. Oh, God. So much wrong. I have my phone, the dog.
Oh, God, it's 2 days now that I tell me wife I come in. It's cuss when I reach home. Oh, God. house when I reach home. I only whining and I drinking and enjoying myself. But it's cause when I reach home.
Oh God.
Cause when I reach home. So when you see me in this session, whining on a woman, roaming on me right hand, kicking on me left hand, and I waited for the next man. Home is not my intention. I'm acting like a wild man. Oh God. So when you see me, just leave me alone. Cause I ain't ready to go home. Oh God, in 2 days now that I tell me wife I'm coming. It's cause when I reach home.
Oh God.
Cause when I reach home. I only whining and I drinking and enjoying myself. But it's cause when I reach home.
Oh God.
Cause when I reach home. I tell she that I'm coming early in the morning, but right now it is evening, and soca music beating. I don't know how I get in home, cause I can't find my cell phone, and I know she's getting dial tone. Oh God, so when you see me, just leave me alone, cause I ain't ready to go home. Oh God, it's 2 days now that I tell me wife I'm coming. It's cause when I reach home.
Oh God,
cause when I reach home. And enjoying myself. But it's cause when I reach home.
Oh God.
Cause when I reach home.
The voice of BMWA, cuss when I get home. What happened, man? Yeah, when you going at a cuss over?
Well, you know what I mean? I mean, I've been in situations where I've been highly intoxicated on the road at certain carnivals. I had my face hidden so people didn't know it was me and falling loose. And you know what I mean? When you get to home and the girl, like, I call you all day. I mean, I know which part you did. Well, you know, I was enjoying myself.
True indeed.
I don't know, people go through that, so.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So, as we were saying, this mixtape here, we just gave them a little something, a little soak or something. So, you went in jack the industry. Like, what was it when you was choosing beats or rhythms, etc., as you want to put it? Which ones did you gravitate towards? Was it because it had such huge response to the original tracks, or you just felt it and, you know, when something came to your head and say, I got to go with that?
It was a little bit of both. Mm. Let me actually a little bit of both, because we got sent several tracks and then we just sat down and decided which one was fit me the basically the most. I mean, because as you know, I mean, the tracks come out like every other day. So, I mean, if we really sat, we did 33. So imagine if we was to really do really all the popular hits, it'd be like 100 songs from the mixtape. So, but I still had to just cater for the ones that I felt comfortable, like, yo, I could bring the best song to this. And like everybody know, stage is my thing more than anything else. So I got to be able to work it on stage same way too. So that's why we came up with the tracks and use the tracks that we really use.
Sure indeed. So, I'm sorry. Let me get the big boss on. Hold on, go ahead. Sir, you're live.
Cut my mic off.
My bad, I thought you was dupes for a second.
That's the achievement I get.
Go ahead, kid.
Yeah, but there's also a lot behind it too, because, you know what I'm saying, we was here the last time with the push, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, we got a lot of great response from fans, you know what I'm saying, from the people that played it. But you see, like, going out to the parties, the clubs or whatever, trying to get the DJs to show us that same love, you know what I'm saying, it's always that uphill battle. We've been facing that battle from day one, you know what I mean, and it's always been an excuse, you know what I'm saying. So it's always, this thing gonna fit in with this segment, you know what I'm saying, this can't mix with that. Yo, what y'all need to do, you need to hook up with some of these other producers, or get on some of the bigger rhythms, or get on this, that, or that. You know what I mean? So to eliminate all excuses, all the drama, all the, you know what I'm saying? All right, we need to get on some of the bigger rhythms, some of the popular. All right, we got to hijack all of them. Take them over. Took them all. 33. And trust me, there was more. As 33 is what made the CD. You understand what I'm saying? And we did them all. God. So now it's like, all right, what are you going to tell me now?
True indeed.
And instead of fighting for them, you know what I'm saying, or promote it or whatever, and to try to convince the fans to support it, or convince the fans to go out and buy it, you know what? We just went straight to the fans. Give it to the people free. Let them have it. And then if you like what you hear, we have an album. You can go up, support it. iTunes, Amazon.com, Napster Music. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You don't like it, you know what I'm saying? Nothing lost. We gave it to them.
Definitely.
That's some serious promotion right there, man. I had to speak behind the scenes. I was behind the camera. I didn't know if I had heard correctly. 33 free songs, man.
33.
A lot of people need to take notice. How do you guys feel about that? You know, like with the way the industry is going, you know, like it seems like so many people are trying to hold on to something that used to be, like the DJs, for example. I know y'all are artists, so... Yeah. And I'm dubious, so I can say some things that y'all can't say or y'all may not say. But, you know, like the DJs, they try to hold on to things and hold the control in the world in the day and age right now where you got the internet, where you can go when you're talented, drop 33 tracks and just give them away to free. We don't need you.
We don't need you.
Right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. The views here are solely those of Dubious One, not those of our guests in the station or the Captain Simplistic. But I just feel like a lot of these DJs need to understand that artists don't need you anymore.
So what you're saying that some DJs are truly not into breaking records anymore?
I'm saying that most DJs are not into...
That's what I'm hearing.
Most DJs are afraid.
Let me tell you something, right? This is how new records get broken. You know what I'm saying? Somebody with connections, you know what I'm saying, pass it off to the handful of, you know what I'm saying, the handful amount of brave hearts out there. And then when those dudes break the records, everybody else jumps on the bandwagon. And that's pretty much how it goes. Like, I can almost like guarantee you no DJ out there be like, yo, I looked this song up and I thought it was hot and I played it. Right. Every DJ plays a song because they heard somebody else play it. And they seen the forward, they seen the response they got, and it's like, yeah, that's the hot record. So now I'm going to go play it because I want the same forward. I'm going to rush the forward and get the same response.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, can I just interject a little? Again, the views are so dubious.
I think I messed up by telling you to talk, you know.
I'm just saying. But a lot of these DJs are also playing stuff because of the money being exchanged.
We can't be talking. I'm getting things on here.
I'm here to discuss. Yeah. All I'm just saying is...
We would be liars if we didn't acknowledge the payola that's going on. You know what I'm saying?
So my question is, when it's hard to get in contact with y'all, because that will eventually happen, anybody who can drop, you know, 33 great tracks for free and ask for the album money. So when it becomes hard to contact y'all, right? Mm-hmm. Are y'all gonna turn back to these DJs and then say, because you know there's gonna come a point where they're gonna come to you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, let me get. I need y'all in the studio.
I'm waiting.
I need y'all in the studio now to do some jobs. I need that.
Oh, so good. Okay. Y'all can sound like Chris Brown. Look at me now.
The saddest part. I'm saying, can I chime in a little bit here?
Go ahead.
You see, the saddest part about the whole thing is that the backlash always comes back to the artist. But the DJ is going to be the first person to go and tell every other DJ, oh, look how BMWA moving. I remember when I did this and I did that. But no, you never really give BMW 100%. Just because you went on the radio and play my song for 15 minutes and then you go out and play in the club and don't even play my song. Mm. You know what I mean? And we'll talk. A lot of DJs need to understand. A lot of females aren't partying anymore. They party into you on the radio and they go to sleep. No, that's real talk. I've heard that said to me. Like, why would I go out? Because when I listen to them on the radio, they play all the new songs that I like. They play new stuff. And when I go to the club, I'm hearing the same 20 songs that the other DJ just played before in a different order. I'd rather just party in my house and go to bed.
True indeed.
So, you know what I mean? It just is what it is.
Well, with that said, you know what? Let me get them something that you did on the Overproof Rhythm right here. Yeah, you want to get us called Everything to Me, man? You want to tell them a little something about that, the concept, etc.?
Definitely, this song is basically about anybody who's ever had anybody special in their life or have somebody special in your life right now and you know, yo, that's that person that got your back, male or female, you know what I mean? And you would do anything for them and they would do anything for you. I mean, basically, big up Lucy M. She's definitely featuring a track, brand new King Heartbeat artist. She's not...
That's the only member missing today, so big up Lucy M. She had, a previous engagement she couldn't get out of.
So good. We gotta get her in here one day.
Definitely.
With that said, let's get into this one. Everything to Me on the Overproof Rhythm, coming down from BMWA, New York.
It's Power 105.1 FM HD2.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
It's BMWA Priceless.
My love for you is tight like a virgin. Even though it's strong every day, I'm still learning. To be the man that your heart is seeking. But I'ma let my action do all my speaking.
You and me are meant to be. I can't let you go. I'm wanting you closer and closer. can't take me away like you do. You make me feel so alive when I'm with you. My heart, my soul, I give it all to you. Cause you're worth everything to me. My time to be, I give it all to you. Cause you're worth everything to me.
Your love when you squeeze me, moaning and groaning. Good sex, my girl, is that I'm promoting. Nipple, them stand up on your body, start shaking. Brooklyn, no play when it comes to the stroking. Wake up the neighbors, early in the morning. Dress up your ear, leave your eyes, them rolling. Everything natural, no drinking, no smoking. Wet up the sheets and leave the bed soaking.
My heart, my soul, I give.
And there you had it. That's BMWA's very own Everything to Me, man. I like that one right there.
Yeah, man. Bless up.
I definitely enjoy that one right there.
Bless up, my dog.
I like that female singer right there, man.
She's definitely talented. You know what I mean? Look out for her new single coming soon. The Bigger Boss done sort out the thing already. So all who's been waiting, because we've definitely been getting a lot of requests. Yo, we need our music. We need our music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? She's definitely, everything signed up and sealed up.
And I thought you were going to dominate the track, actually. And then when I heard it, I was like, okay. It's a little different right here. I ain't going to lie. I'll keep it real. I was okay.
Yeah, man.
I like that. So we also got another King Heartbeat family member in the house, Mental. He's here with us, man. It was good, King. So I was listening to your tracks.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
What you think?
I like the one, Sand to the Beach. That one jumped out at me right there. I like, first of all, I like the music behind it, first of all. It has that old feel. Right, and then the way you came and ride the rhythm,
yeah.
So give us a little something on how that came together.
Well, that song came about a few years ago with Cassandra Lucas from Changing Faces.
Okay,
we linked up with some people from Jersey, and basically, I wanted to make a new genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said before, it's all about taking chances and taking risks and following your heart and following where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say you take a foundation song. Because people don't want to give you a chance to hear you out when you bring original stuff, because they say, well, oh, nobody else ain't really, they don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So you give them something that they're familiar with and you put your splice on it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing why I hijacked the industry. You understand what I'm saying? So when I say don't bring sand to the beach, I'm just saying, use your common sense, in other words. You know what I mean? You take it for what you want to take it as, but just use your common sense. It don't make sense to go to a party, for instance, and bring your girl, and then I look dirt.
Right.
You only I end up in a mud. I'm saying.
True indeed. So with a setup like that, you know we're going to run right into it.
Yeah, man. This one is called Sand to the Beach.
Definitely. Right here. Heard first.
Mental.
On New York's new number one. It's definitely One Caribbean Radio, and we're broadcasting to you live on Power 105.1 FM HD2. We're going to get into this, Mental, Sand to the Beach. Oh, they listen up to the message and the music, yeah?
Carry on the message.
Hey, smell that? It's brand spanking new. New music. New music. New music.
Bring to the beat. No, bring sand 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 to the beat. it up. But you know it's gonna, man. You can probably bring a radio to entertain yourself. Wanna bring sound to the beat? That's a strictly nonsense.
And that is Mental Sand to the Beach. Mental, man. We like that thing there.
Yeah, man.
Well, what kind of thing going on in the back here? Yeah?
I mean, I'm multi-talented.
Sand to the Beach, man. So, Mental, where can they find your music also, man? Let the people know where they can get your music.
You can find my music on my page, on my website, mentalmusic.com. And that's music spelled with a K, M-U-S-I-K.com. Or you can check me on the Facebook. On the SoundCloud, Mental Music. It's all familiar. It's all one place. Mental Barton on the Facebook. You got Twitter, Mental Music. Same way. Supported. iTunes, TuneCore.
All the things.
Yeah, there's a song called Guess Who featuring Sammy Dredd that's out on iTunes. That's been doing great. Yeah, man.
All right, all right. Hey, man. The boss ain't sending me all them things there. I gotta knock on the boss door.
I get to it.
So, before we get up out of here, man, BMWA.
Priceless.
What you want to tell the, you know, the Tri-State before you get up out of here? Because, you know, these fellas are very busy, man. They just passing through like the flu, you know, came in and definitely spread
hope
a little.
Hope they catch it.
You know? So, let us know what's good, man. You are the big boss. Which one want to say something?
Yeah, well, I definitely want to let the people know that a lot of these songs, there are videos and dances coming out for it. And I'm saying my boy Gio the Dancer is working on a lot of the moves.
So I had to see the soap and water.
The soap and water is crazy. So, yo, before we get out of here, Gio, go give you the preview. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, immediately following here, I mean, we are heading out to Rockaway Beach, a beach 90 for the Rockstock. Uh-huh. We will be performing live on the boardwalk. Nice. So, I'm saying please come out. It's free. And I'm saying right there, Rockaway Beach and 90th Street.
Nice.
So you can catch the whole King RB family, BMWA, Mental, Coolidge at the Bigger Boss, and Gio the Dancer will be brandishing off all the soap and water. Get pumped up. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple dances. Gio's gonna be out there doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? We going to the beach and we ain't taking no sand.
I bring a conscience.
Well, yo, Dubs, you might have to take a little footage of that and put it up so people can see the new dances, the soap and water. Things like that. So
yeah, man, definitely too. I mean, like if you go on YouTube and you just type in BMWA, you see a couple of shows, at least two shows that Gio has been with me, and you can catch some of the dance them too. You know what I mean? Just Google me. just Google me. But you go on YouTube, type in BMWA, everything pops up. All the videos that we've done. You know what I mean? Everything there. So
sounds good.
You see that song, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, the last one we're about to get into before we
you see that song, know, yeah?
We can't wait. Let's talk to the people quick. There's this one here. This one definitely
is for anybody who's ever been stalked, but this is from a male point of view. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get them the right way and you can't get rid of them.
I hear that.
If you ever, you know what I mean? Like everybody know me, I write my song that people can relate to. True. I've always been that way. I'd like to write song that people can relate to. So this is just another song that some people may have, you know what I mean, the experiences with it. So it's called Magic Stick. Enjoy. One Caribbean Radio, Sato.
And that's how we have it. That's BMWA and the whole King Heartbeat family. Thank you guys for passing through.
Thank you for being here. Bless. Yeah. Caribbean Radio, man.
We are definitely going to enjoy this one. This is brand spanking new. This one's called Magic Stick, a.k.a. the Party Rock. Let's go.
Carry on the message.
You're now listening to The Get Up.
She wants the magic stick, asking for the magic stick. I gave her the magic stick, now it's time for her to play. She wants the magic stick, asking for the magic stick. I gave her the magic stick, but this chick still won't play. Why she's stalking me? Give me the reason, why she's after me. Why she's stalking me? Give me the reason. Why she's after me? Give me the reason. Why she's stalking me? Give me the reason. Give me the reason. Why she's after me? Give me the reason. Why she's stalking me? Give me the reason. Give me the reason. Why she's gone crazy?
I love you. All of your money will agree.
with me. Put your hand up there, hand up there. If you are always out till eternity, hand up there, hand up there. All of the money will agree with me. Hand up there, hand up there. If you are always out till eternity.
Something some gal do, surely amaze me. Gal no send me a dog and she still want wine to her. Guessing that she mind, she the plan for change me. But from she get touched, now she wanna be wifey. Unfortunately, I don't feel the same. Gal fall in love and that's a shame. Freaking a girl is the name of the game. Yeah, we don't even remember she name.
Damn, hand up there. Stop the music, cut the music. I can't. Wait a minute. I can't. I just can't.
Dumbass.
Y'all know, see, a lot of people don't understand. There's going to be videos that are going to get dropped. I don't get to hear all of the stuff that's going to be played beforehand, right? And I like to be surprised. And I call it T. Simp puts me on blast, right, you know, right in front.
Man.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, yo, let's
can I genuinely say, can we please, captain of this ship,
yes, sir,
can we please pull up?
Yes, yes, we got you, sir. We
got me from the top. All y'all out there worldwide, pay attention.
Sound like Dubious had those experiences.
It's Power 105.1 FM HD2.
She wants the magic stick, asking for the magic stick. I gave her the magic stick, now it's time for her to play. She wants the magic stick, asking for the magic stick. I gave her the magic stick, but this chick still won't split.
Give me the reason,
why she's stalking me.
Give me the reason,
why she's after me.
Give me the reason,
why she's stalking me.
Give me the reason,
why she's after me. Give me the reason why she's stalking me.
Something some gal do, surely amaze me. Gal no send me a dog and she still want wine to her. Guessing that she mind, she the plan for change me. But from she get touched, now she wanna be wifey. Unfortunately, I don't feel the same. Gal fall in love and that's a shame. Freaking a girl is the name of the game.
Yeah, but don't even remember she name.
Damn.
I love this. All of the money will agree with me. Put your wine up there. If you are one dog, then eternity.